Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Fadli Dhikri wal Hassi Alayhi, the chapter on the virtues of dhikr and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did the virtues of the fourth kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Person who reads it 100 times daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward equivalent to freeing 10 slaves and gives him 100 good deeds which are recorded in his favor, and 100 evil deeds are erased from his record, and it will protect him from shaitan for that day until the evening. No one can produce anything better than what he has done except the one who does it more than that. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, person that reads Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Simple words. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Very simple. Today, in today's hadith also, we'll do the same two azkar. Fourth kalima and Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So yesterday's hadith was explaining, then one person who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times a day will have his sins erased, even if they are like the foam of the ocean. So now, today's hadith, we'll see, it's got the same two azkar, but with different number and different reward. As we explained yesterday, this is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty, the kindness, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that for the food for the soul, the spiritual food that we need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in different varieties, like the physical food we've got, we have it in different varieties, and different vitamins for the physical body. Allah ta'ala has left the different vitamins for the spiritual, the ruhani, for the soul. Allah has left it in his dhikr. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The only thing that can penetrate that heart that's requiring and desiring sustenance is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we should, when we learn these or we hear the benefits of these adhkar, at a bare minimum we should at least do it once to make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, عن أبي أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير 10 مرات كان كمن أعتق 4 أنفس من ولد إسماعيل متفق عليه. حضرت أبو أيوب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه نريد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, one who recites this fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, which means there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and has no partner. He is the sovereignty and all praise is due to him. He has power over everything. 10 times. So a person reads this fourth kalima 10 times, is like the one who frees 4 slaves from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. Now why specifically the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam? Because this progeny up to Ibrahim alayhi salam is the ascendance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can imagine what a great, what a noble lineage this is, the lineage of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So here from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, he has freed 4 slaves. What the person did, he just read the fourth kalima 10 times. That's all, he read fourth kalima 10 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him such a great reward. So here this fourth kalima, we find that Allah ta'ala gives great, great rewards for it. In fact, in one hadith it is mentioned, in Tirmidhi Sharif this hadith appears, person who reads this fourth kalima with a slight variation in the wordings, it's nice to learn it, what reward Allah Ta'ala gives him. So in the words Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one who recites, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, and he adds these words here, yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr. So he adds these words, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So he reads this fourth kalima with the slight extra words of yuhyi wa yumeet wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, is similar to what we have read above, explained in the other hadith. So a person who does this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one who recites these words in the marketplace will receive 1,000,000 rewards. 1,000,000 of his sins will be forgiven and a house will be built for him in Jannah. How often we go to the marketplace, how often we go to the bazaar, do you ever think of reading this hadith? Sometimes a person is dealing in their daily. Therefore, our ulama explained that this is one easy way of becoming a millionaire. Person wants to become, everyone would like to become a millionaire. This is one easy prescription to become a millionaire. A prescription from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just learn these words and read it with yakin. That these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to get 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven. And a house here means palace. A palace will be built in Jannah. We'll do one more hadith, short hadith, which has these words, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. So we did 4th kalima and Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Yesterday we did, the person reads it 100 times, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins, even if they may be as much as the foam of the ocean. So today's hadith, and Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك بأحب الكلام إلى الله إن أحب الكلام إلى الله سبحان الله وبحمده رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, should I not tell you of the words which are most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, he would ask or he would say something, but sometimes he would say it in a form of a question, that should I not tell you? In other words, to create interest in the learner and also to show the importance of what he's saying. So therefore he said, should I not tell you of the words which are most beloved to Allah Ta'ala? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, that glory be to Allah and all praise be to Him. So simple, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. So these are the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained, the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we look at the various ahadith and we look at these words, Subhanallah bihamdihi, so we extract the virtues of these words. Simple, two words. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Actually three words, but if you're looking at the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two. Subhan and hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. One who says, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, a date palm is planted for him in Jannah. This hadith appears in Bazaar. One who says, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, number two. One who says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 100 times a day, his sins will be forgiven, even if they are equal to the foam of the ocean. That's what we did yesterday. And the third one is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who is too weak to engage in worship at night, or too miserly to spend wealth, and too cowardly to fight the enemy, should recite in abundance, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. He should recite this in abundance. Since this is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than a mountain of gold, which one spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. In Tabrani, this hadith mentioned that one who is too weak to engage in worship at night, too miserly to spend wealth, and too cowardly to fight the enemy, then he should recite in abundance, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, since this is more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than a mountain of gold, which one spends in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So easy ways to get reward. It's just a matter of us to giving the importance to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gaining so many rewards. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.